I was living up yonder, and I was going to, my horse got out of the stall, and I was supposed to beat the, I always rode with the hounds, you know. I loved to ride a horse, and I'd always be on the drive. I never get killed many deer because I always want to be on the chase, riding a horse. And that morning I was trying to catch my horse, get up for a day and get out here to the camp. I went to catch my horse. I couldn't catch him. The lot would be, he just got to running. And I couldn't catch him without a lot with the mules, and I just went out there and caught me a ride to town. I was living up here then, and caught me a ride to town and stopped here in town a while and caught me way out here between here and Batesville, and was going to walk down to the log cabin where the old Batesville was. I was determined to get out there, but it was too late to get on the deer chase. It was late that morning. I was mad because my horse run. And I got out there, and I started walking down that road about 2 miles to the log cabin. Well, my bunch was in there, and I heard a dog bark up north. And I stopped. I said, that dog might be running the deer. And he got to get closer and closer. I could tell there were two dogs. And I hid behind a big old tree. I had a Winchester automatic, loaded 5 shots. And the dog kept getting closer and closer, and it got right up, the highway was going across there, that road that goes to Batesville. Of course, it wasn't much of a road, a cane about left over it. And they kept getting closer and closer, and I was disappointed. I thought the deer done passed. But the dog got right there. The deer jumped up right on the other side of the road, a great big buck. And I went to pumping them loads in him. He saw me, and he turned sideways and went back towards the east. And I shot him 4 times. I know I was hitting him, and he just kept going. Them dogs got there, 2 dogs got there. One of them was a Scotch Woolly, and one of them was a big old red looking hound. And they was riding, and they were the smartest dogs you ever saw. And I took out that, I threw my gun down. I thought it wasn't no count. Why that buck didn't fall, I couldn't tell. And they were 60 steps from me though. I stepped it. And I was, and the dogs got there, and they got there. They was going so fast they come on across, you know, and they found out they'd been, went back, trailed where he's going. And they'd run about 15 or 20 feet apart, right abreast. One would be on one side of this trail and on the other. If a deer turned here, this dog here, he'd tell this dog, that dog would turn. That turn that way, that dog would tell him he'd turn. I stayed right between them. I knew that deer was hurt. And they couldn't outrun me. I was young, and I laid right with them dogs. And I run upon that deer, just laying there dead as a hammer, about a mile from where I shot him.
The dogs just kept working him in.
I got with them dogs, and he was so big I couldn't tote him, I couldn't shoulder him. And I'd started out to get help, and I afraid I'd lose him, you know, and I didn't know what to do with my deer. But finally I blazed me a way out with a pocket knife and got back to the road and got an old man walking to town with his head tied all up, going to the doctor, and I got him to come out there and hit me, get that deer back to the road. Fella come along with a T-Model 4, and I laid him on that, and he's sitting on one fender and his head on the other fender. Of course, he was a monster. I got his head over here now.
Have you?
Come over to the house, I sure take it.
Missed him if you'd gone.
I bet his head just got his horns.
If you got a ride that day, you.
How's that?
If the horse hadn't,
I'd have missed my deer. If I'd got on that horse, I'd have been with the. And that them dog jumped that dead sled and brought him all the way down there.
Mm-hmm.
I found out whose it was, whose dogs it was. That's so long. I couldn't catch the dogs. It was wild.
But did you have those little dogs?